Hey, who's there? Oh, it's just a dumb human. What are you doing here, you brute? The tavern is that way. What do you mean you came here for a bath? This pond has clearly been claimed by myself already, an elf maiden who does not want to share the water with some gross, dirty man. Hey, I'm talking to you here. Stop doffing your armor and listen to what I'm saying. Hello? Are you deaf? Did you just roll your eyes at me? Why, I never expected humans could be this uncouth. Interrupting a highborn's peaceful evening bath is one thing, but to tacitly insult me like this, I just... Are you getting naked right now? I did not give you permission to... Oh, wow. Such big muscles. Look at you, rude as a beast and with looks to match. Your lumbering body is so big and broad, and you're so hairy. That's so gross. Well, I guess there's no getting through that thick skull of yours, and I'm certainly not ending my bath for your sake. So just get in so you can hurry up and get out. Oh, and don't even think about stealing glances at my pure, naked form. I can only imagine how tempting it is for you to What? You won't? But, well, good. Good. No, I was not staring at you. I'm just watching you. To make sure you're not looking at me. Or thinking about attacking me or something. I know how violent and bloodthirsty humans can be. That's exactly what I expect someone who is planning on attacking a defenseless elf would say. You know what? Come a little closer. Yes, over to this side of the pool. And leave that nasty sword of yours over there. I can't be too careful, you know. My, you're even more muscular up close. Can I touch you? Why? Well, it's, a natural curiosity. It's perfectly normal to be interested in learning more about wild animals and other sentient life lower to that of elven kind, humans included. So, is that a satisfactory answer? Huh? What do you mean, only if you can touch me back? You think I'd let a filthy human touch the perfect, pure, unspoiled skin of an elf? Think again, big guy. Are you flexing? Humans are so predictable. You're really not gonna let me touch you? But I'm an elf. I imagine I'm probably the most beautiful creature you've ever seen. You'd be crazy not to let me feel your arms or your chest. It's just so broad and hairy. Elves don't grow much body hair, really, and certainly nothing this color. It's such a lovely rusty red. It's so thick. What? I didn't touch you. No, I was just... I mean, my fingers barely grazed you. I guess I got a little carried away. Hey! Don't think this gives you permission to touch me back, you dirty brute! Oh, my. To put a hand on my thigh so suddenly... An elf boy would never be so brazen. Well, how do you like it when someone molests your thighs, hmm? It's hardly fair, though. Your hands are so big, so rough. They would be, I suppose, swinging that big, stupid sword around all day. The hands of elves are much softer, we're made for. We're made for more intricate arts. You see? You feel how soft my hands are against your cock, rubbing and kneading ever so gently. That's a bit fairer, don't you think? Getting hard already, are we? You humans are so easy to manipulate. Oh my, it's still growing. It's getting bigger? How is this possible? Are all humans this big? I mean, this must be the softest, most gentle touch you've ever received, and yet you're still growing so hard, so fast. Do my perfect little elven hands really excite you so much? Would your cock get this big for a human girl? It would. Wow. Maybe I'll grip it a little harder. Squeeze it just a little more. It's not every day you get a chance to experiment on such a dumb, willing human participant, after all. Oh! You're gonna stand up, are you? Just like that. You should warn a girl before you go splashing about in such a manner. Very rude. And you're stood so close to me. Your cock is so close to my face. I bet you're gonna feel my breath against it right now, huh? My perfect, full, elven lips brushing against it ever so slightly. You're thick, fat, thick, human cock. Hey, you know, I have a sort of quest for you, human. There's an orc camp, that's been set up, apparently, right next to the borders of my kingdom, and someone needs to go deal with them. You're a human. You've probably killed hundreds of orcs. You'd go and get rid of them for me, if I asked you to, right? Yeah? Of course you would. You'd do anything. A perfect little elf girl like me told you to, wouldn't you? So good. That's settled then. And I guess it would only be fair if I gave you a reward for your efforts. I could give it to you right now, I guess. I mean, I might as well, since we're both here. It only makes sense. A little encouragement for your quest. Humans love quests, right? Always running around looking for dumb, stupid adventures and trophies. Your scent. Human musk. You smell like such a warrior. A barbarian. I can't take it. I need this cock. You stand right there, you big nasty human, and keep your hands behind your back. I'm gonna suck this cock, and you're gonna be grateful that a perfect little elf princess like me would even give you the time of day. Sodorine, yes, you like that, you big brute. A perfect platinum-haired elf beauty slurping and sucking on such a... dirty human common slut. Yeah, you do. That's a good boy. Thick you are compared to my forearm. The elven men, elven boys, I suppose, compared to this monster. Their little cocks are just so softer, so much smaller. I can fit the little dicklet of an elf boy in one hand easily, but this big human cock, I can barely wrap the fingers of both my perfect little hands around it. Hey! I didn't say you could touch me. Although, your hand, your rough hand does feel good in my hair. Against my cheek. My ears, please. Not so hard, please. Don't pull on my ears so hard. Don't you know anything, you stupid human? You don't just pull the ears of an elf girl without warning her first. Fuck me. Well, if it'll help me, I want you to fuck me, you big, nasty man. I want to feel this massive human cock in that perfect, tight little pure elven pussy. Yes. Take me here, on the bank of the spring. I don't care if anyone sees. Let them see a perfect platinum blonde elf mounted and ravished by a big, muscly, hairy human. Fuck, yes. 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 Yes, put your hands all over me. Feel my soft, full, feminine body right underneath you. Mark me with your human scent. Let those elf boys know that I've been fucked and taken by a dominant. Nails of a gun back, huh? I know you humans like this kind of thing. You're so fucking rough and barbaric. Oh, yes. Fuck me. You fucking barbarian. Oh. You like my tits, huh? Egg full elephant breasts. Yeah, that's milk leaking out of them. Elvish girls, we leak breast milk when we make love. You wanna try some? Put your mouth on my nipple. That's a good boy. any harder. That's it. Oh, come on now. Oh, you're gonna flip me over just like that? Fuck me on all fours like I'm some lowly beast. Like I'm some lowly human. Your little breeding sow. Yes! Take pure little human pussy. Stretch me out with that big fucking human cock. Ruin me. Pull my fucking hair. Oh, fuck. Squeeze my soft, tight little waist. Oh. My ears. You're such a big fucking brute. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Dominate the tight little old pussy. Yes. Did you just put a finger in my ass? Ugh, humans are so fucking disgusting. I didn't say stop. Put a second finger in me, you fucking barbarian. Yes. I'm gonna come. Are you gonna come too? Do it. Come inside me. Fill me with your thick, potent human seed. I want you to fucking breed me, you big, dirty human. Breed your perfect little elf slut with that strong, sticky human cum. Fill me up. Put a half-eaten baby inside me, please. Oh, fuck. I want my blood to swell out the baby eye, human man. Fuck. Yes. Come. Yes. You know, I can't just laze about in the forest all day like some lazy human. Well, aren't you gonna clean yourself up? Or have you forgotten already? Those orcs aren't gonna clear themselves away, are they? Off you go. Go on, shoot. But you'd better be back here at the same time.